Welcome to Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, welcome to Finish Well Radio. I'm your host, Meredith Curtis, and tonight we are going to be talking about Christmas, and I hope everybody's ready and excited to think about this wonderful time of year. We always think of Christmas as a time for children, and so many of our Christmas traditions center around little ones, but Christmas isn't just for children. The wonder of this holy day is for people of all ages. So today we're talking to some young people who love Christmas, not just for the cool presents, but for the meaning of this amazing historical event. Welcome to Josh Nolette, Jenny Rose Curtis, and Jimmy Curtis. As we talk today, you are going to get to know them. And we're going to start with Josh. And Josh, we were talking earlier about one of your favorite traditions and a little adventure with an alligator. Tell us about that.
So we do this thing every year where we call it the traveling dinner. It's where the Nolette family and the Curtis family and a couple of other people get together and we have dinner out in a different place other than homes. It usually ends up being a park. I remember one particular year, a few of us were going on a walk and my sister Phoebe sat on a dock that was overlooking like a little lake. We were just kind of talking and we were sitting and then somebody said, wouldn't it be really horrible if there was like an alligator underneath you, like jumped up and like ate you? And we all kind of chuckled, but then we looked down and there was like a 9-foot alligator just sitting on the bottom of the lake right underneath Phoebe. So Phoebe's not with us anymore. No, I'm just kidding. She's still alive.
So Josh, tell us a little more about the traveling dinner that you talked about. How long have you been doing it and what's your favorite thing about it?
So we've been doing the traveling dinner for about 230 years, almost as old as my dad. No, I'm just kidding. I can't remember when it started because I don't remember a year when we weren't doing it. We cook and make a bunch of food. It's usually cold or whatever, and we take it out to a park, or one year we did it at the beach, and we eat dinner and we sing carols. We go through the devotions that I think it's the Curtises that made them, that follow like days leading up to Christmas that just go over scriptures and different Christmas time worship songs. And so we go over that and then we kind of run around and we play football or baseball or something like that in the field. And it's really fun. It's a nice time to fellowship.
And Josh's mom actually had the idea for the traveling dinner. It was a way to teach our children that Mary and Joseph were traveling on Christmas Eve right before Jesus was born. So it's really exciting to in some way kind of live out the Christmas story, and it's just a great time of bonding too, just hanging out and relaxing. And most of us have really busy lives, so it's just really a time to relax and enjoy that time.
Well, I know for me, one of my favorite things about Christmas is just how much time we spend together. And I think that one of the things that we do to spend a lot of time together is do Christmas devotions. So my mom's written a book called, is it just called Family Devotions or Christmas Time Devotions? And you can find it on her website, powerlineprod.com. But she originally wrote it not to sell, but just for our family. And every single day has a portion of scripture from the Christmas story from either one of the Gospels. And then a couple of questions. There's questions for older kids and then questions for younger kids. And so for the younger kids, when we were younger, I remember my dad would ask us really simple questions about the word, or he would have us act out the portion of the story. Like, for instance, if we read about Zechariah and Elizabeth, we would act out that part. And Zach would always be Zechariah because his name is Zach. And that was just really fun to me, right? So, but for the older kids, we got asked deeper questions about the word. We had to dig deeper to really think about it. And even though it's year after year after year, it never gets old because we can find a new angle on the word of God. Because when the family comes together, you have all these different minds, all these different eyes looking at the scripture. And you're building off of what you already studied last year. And so you're just unearthing all of these things because, honestly, the Word of God is bottomless. It's fathomless. You can never stop finding new things about the Word of God to apply to your life, or even things that you've already talked about that can be fresh in your mind and in your spirit. And so that's one of the things that I really love and look forward to, because we get to come together as a family, read the Word of God together, and then worship together as we sing Christmas carols. And one thing that I really enjoy is that we don't just sing the first verse, right? You know how sometimes when you go Christmas caroling, you only sing the one verse. But every single Christmas carol is so deep and it's so rich, because each Christmas carol tells the gospel or the Christmas story, maybe a little bit differently, but every single one, like Hark the Herald Angels Sing, talks about the paradox that God is fully man and fully God. You wouldn't know that unless you sang all three verses of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And so I just really challenge people who are singing Christmas carols, don't just sing the first verse. Do all of them, because every single one is so rich.
That's awesome. And Jim, we were talking about that earlier, about singing Christmas carols and how you enjoyed that so much. So why don't you share with everyone how and why you enjoy the Christmas carols at Christmas.
Okay, Mom. Why I like the Christmas carols is because they're very, as Rose said, deep in theology, and it's really nice to sing about just the whole concept and gospel of Jesus coming to the earth. Even his name emphasized that he's coming to save us. And so it's this whole plan of Jesus coming to save us from our sins, that we can be with him forever. And it all starts on this day. And it's really cool to sing songs about it, even in the songs, to learn more about it and more of the awesomeness of this miracle of Christmas, of Jesus Christ being a baby and then later on dying for us. So that's why I really like the songs, is because they just, they talk about one of the coolest things in the world.
Thanks, Jimmy. I agree with that. And I was thinking, when we're talking about the songs and we're talking about how they're so deep and they're so full of theology, how has your perspective of what Christmas is changed? As you've gotten older, you're 18, Josh, you're 17, Jimmy, and Rose is an adult and 23. She just held up her fingers because I forgot how old she is. Rose is 23. How has your understanding of Christmas changed over the years?
This is Jimmy. Back when I was a wee little lad, I used to think it was just about, like, presents. I mean, I knew it was Jesus Christ being born and all that stuff, but that's not really why I celebrated it. I just celebrated it so that way I could get presents. I mean, it was a fun time. Everyone was happy. The weather was really nice and all this stuff. And it was a lot of focus on just, like, how people have changed Christmas and what it is now. And that's how I used to view it. But now, since I, like, actually understand the gospel and everything in it, I mean, not everything, but there's still more I can learn. But it's just so amazing. And I know, it's just, I view it as, like, an amazing event that changed the entire course of history. And it's really cool to celebrate it. And I view it as just something that I could celebrate for the rest of my life, or every single day, just Jesus Christ coming to earth as a baby. It's like, I can't even express it in words how much I'm thankful for that. And so that's how I view it now. Not as a little place where I get presents, but a day where I can really just dwell on the fact that Jesus came to save us.
I think that's a really great point, Jim. And I think that I had a really similar experience growing up, because I know for me, even though my parents worked so hard to not make it about the presents, and we did learn it was about Jesus. The focus was about Jesus. I mean, that's why my parents decided not to do Santa Claus, was because they didn't want any figure mythical or real, to intrude on Christmas, because that's Jesus's birthday. And I'm not speaking against people who do Santa Claus, that's their choice, but I'm just saying for my parents, they personally chose to make Jesus the focus as much as possible, and they didn't want anything to come in the way of that. And so I'm really blessed by that, but at the same time, I was still selfish. I mean, as children, our focus is on ourselves most of the time. And so it really was about the presents for me. It was about, what can I get? And I think, just like Jimmy, after I got saved at the age of 12 and I started focusing on the Christmas story around the Christmas time, that's when my perspective started changing, and it started becoming, oh, wow, this is about worshiping God. I know, I finally understand why my parents talk so much about Jesus at this time and about being born, because it really is all about him, and it really is all about worshiping him. And so that changed the way I did my quiet times around Christmas. I would study the Christmas story. I would sing Christmas carols in my quiet time. I would meditate on the Christmas story and how Jesus was a baby and God himself became a human being. He was, don't mean to be crude, but he was birthed out of his mother, covered in blood, and they had to, like, change his poopy diapers, and he screamed, and Josh is yelling at me because he thinks that's yucky. But it's true. Like, God himself, the king of perfection, became that because he wanted to save us. And so I think that's how my perspective changed. And I know that it's because Jesus entered my life. And if it hadn't been for him, it would still just be about the presence.
Thank you, Rose. That's awesome. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we get back, we are going to talk about traditional Christmas foods, and it might sound like we're shifting gears, but I think you're going to find that we're going to tie it all back together to what we've been talking about now. So hang on tight, and we will be right back.
Powerline Productions wants to help you celebrate special occasions with your family in a Christ-honoring way. The Celebrate series includes such titles as Celebrate Our Christian Heroes Instead of Halloween, Celebrate Thanksgiving, as well as Christmas Unit Studies, Celebrate Christmas in Colonial America, and Celebrate Christmas with Cookies. If you're looking for a new family tradition, learn all about the Nolet and Curtis Christmas Eve festivities in Celebrate Christmas with a Traveling Dinner. Check out these titles and more at powerlineprod.com. That's powerlineprod.com. Powerline Productions, being world changers, raising world changers.
You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now, back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
We were talking earlier today about Christmas food, and I know I can smell certain smells, and it can take me all the way back to being a little girl, getting ready for Thanksgiving or getting ready for Christmas at my grandmother's house or, of course, at my own home. And so I just want to hear from y'all. What foods do you love at Christmas? What do you look forward to when you think, oh, Christmas is coming, and what things say Christmas to you?
My favorite food has got to be spotted goat liver. No, I'm just kidding. I really, really like ham, honestly.
Your ham.
I really do like ham, and really just food in general. The fact that Thanksgiving and Christmas is so close together makes my heart really happy, but then makes it really sad because it's going to die soon. So, I don't know. I just like things that are edible, really. I like cookies. I really like to have a constant supply of cookies around this time. Like, that's part of what Christmas is in my head, is just eating a ton of cookies.
We have so many cookies in our house right now, and I'm not sure. What are the cookies for, Mom?
The cookies are for...
She's saying the cookies are for... She's saying we decorated for the tree last night. Oh, that's true. We did say that.
And then I gave some cookies to the
And she's giving cookies... You're giving cookies to the co-op family?
I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Not the Nolettes.
I'm just kidding. But honestly, we have so many cookies right now, which is good, and then it's also bad, if you know what I mean, health-wise. But cookies are really fun. But even better than cookies, I think, are sticky buns. And every single Christmas morning, my mom makes sticky buns. Okay, well, wait. Not all of Christmas morning. She, like, the days leading up to Christmas, she'll make batches upon batches upon batches of sticky buns. Sticky buns overflow out of our attic, and they pop out of the windows of our house, and the neighbors have to call the cops. But she gives the sticky buns to other families in the church as a gift, and it's really sweet because she makes really good ones. But what's really cool about that is that Christmas morning, after we have our devotions, she'll have the sticky buns, and she'll put candles in them, and then we'll sing happy birthday to Jesus, and we'll blow them out. So I think that's really fun.
My favorite food, well, it's not really a food. It's more of a drink, and it's eggnog from Publix. It is so delicious. I love it. And, I mean, I also really like ham with, like, glaze on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And... yeah, that's it. I could probably just have for Christmas just a gallon of eggnog and a whole ham.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of come in here and turn the tables a little bit on you, Mom. And I want to ask you a couple questions because you have so much insight. And you've taught a lot on this topic before, and you obviously have a lot of experience with this topic of Christmas traditions. And so my question is, did you get these Christmas traditions because your family did them? Why are they important to you? And if you did make up your own, how did they happen?
That's a great question. I think I grew up with a lot of traditions about being close with family. My mom really downplayed Santa Claus, though we did celebrate it because she wanted the focus to be on Jesus. And we set up mangers, and we would open the Bible to the story of Luke and put a big red ribbon in it. And they're just little things I remember. We always took a lot of gifts to the poor. And I remember visiting some migrant workers way out in, you know, in the West, in the farms that you kind of don't even know exist. We lived down in South Florida, and going into these little homes that were smaller than our living room and delivering baskets of food and presents. And we did a lot of things with the church. We had a church service at night, and just very special things that we always did, foods, traditional foods. And it always made me really look forward to Christmas and be excited about what would come. And then as a young mom, I, of course, wanted to include some of my husband's traditions, although some of his traditions were a little bit hard for me to swallow, namely beef tongue on Christmas Eve and Brussels sprouts and some other things that, you know, were a little bit challenging for me. So we talked and, you know, we came up with some ideas for our family, and I wanted to do... with traditions, I wanted to do several things. One, I wanted to create a family identity so that our family knew this is how our family celebrates Christmas, this is how our family celebrates Easter, this is how our family celebrates Thanksgiving. And I wanted to pass down values. Like at Christmas, I wanted to teach my children to give because Jesus gave. And so I wanted to do things where we could give to others, and that the focus would be more on giving than receiving. And then I wanted to celebrate because what Jesus did, I mean, we talked about that Jesus became a man, and that's something we're celebrating. And I was just reading in my quietism the other day in Nehemiah and how, you know, when the people finished building the wall, they had a big celebration. And during the celebration, they found the book of the law, and they read it, and
they were really sad because they weren't obeying the law. And the Lord spoke through Nehemiah and said, listen, right now is not the time to be sad. Right now is the time to celebrate. And so this is how I want you to celebrate. Get sweet drinks and choice food and share with those who have none. And I think, you know, right away I'm reading that and I'm thinking eggnog, hot chocolate, and spiced cider and other sweet drinks and all the choice foods that we eat when we feast at Christmas. And, you know, that food is a big part of celebrating and other things are part of celebrating, but God, I think, has times that he wants us to be festive and just kick back and just rejoice and have a great time because he's blessed us. So those are the kind of things I wanted to do. And the traveling dinner I mentioned before was from my friend Laura. And so, you know, I picked up a lot of traditions along the way from friends and some passed down from my family. Even my own children are, I'm sure, going to create a lot of their own traditions that are going to be unique and special.
That's really cool, Mom. And I think it's really great because the way that traditions work is that they involve people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that a lot of times parents are always asking, how can I involve my teens? How can I involve my kids? But traditions are a perfect way to do that. Because what you're doing is you're pulling them into a common celebration with the rest of the family where it's fun, they get to participate, and it's something they can relate to, something they can build memories with. And then when the next time of year comes around again, all these mushy feelings come up, and they're looking forward to it. And so I think that another important thing is getting, like you said earlier, not just making Christmas child focus, like on the children, but also making it a season for everyone in the way that you get your older kids involved in decorating the house or involved in baking or in serving people or inviting people over, helping people to feel at home. And I think honestly, Mom, that's one of the things I love most about our Christmas time is that we're not just spending time together as a family, although that's really precious to me, it's that I see you model what it means to reach out to other people, because this is a time when people can be so lonely if they're not with family or if they're not happy. They can be so depressed because this time kind of makes that pain even more poignant. And so when we reach out to people and bring them into our homes and we get our teens to really reach out and teach them what that looks like, I think that it imparts something so valuable that will just compound the interest of character in the kids.
So we're talking about how teens can create traditions that make Christmas more meaningful for themselves and for their brothers and sisters and their parents. And one of the things I thought of the other day, I made a little gingerbread house with my friends Charlotte and Adam, who are 6 and 4 or 5 and 7. I'm not good with ages. And we made a little gingerbread house, and it wasn't as sturdy as we thought, so we took some dental floss and we tied it around the outside to kind of hold it together, and that worked great. And they didn't really notice, you know, the dental floss. And so that would be something really cool for older brothers and sisters to do with younger siblings or nieces and nephews, is to do have a tradition where they do a gingerbread house every year. What are some other things that teens can do to just give to others, draw closer to Jesus, be celebrative?
Something I think is really important is spending time with family. I know that's not like the absolute center focus of Christmas, and Jimmy and Jenny Rose talked about that. Spending time with family should be a really, really big point about that. You know, don't get caught up so much in events and things like that, and if you open your home to family during Christmas, just remember that it is about family. So even though you have people in the house and you're still entertaining, do remember to spend quality time with your family and with the family that's coming in, or guests, or whoever that's coming in. Just make sure you spend that quality family time. And teens, get off your phones and enjoy family time. And it's way more fun than you may think. Play a board game. My dad and I played a Christmas story in Monopoly the other day, and it was a ton of fun, just the two of us. So I guess just do things like that, especially now we have Christmas break, getting off of school, and just really enjoy each other and spend a lot of quality time.
one way to make Christmas be able so that you can grow in the Lord is to have quiet times reading the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what my family does a lot. We, in our separate quiet times, we usually read the beginning of the Gospels and just focus on Jesus Christ and Him being born. For me, what helps me grow in the Lord in this time is, this may like sound like weird and something new, but it's to just set aside time, just you and God, no one else, just you in your room, close the door, and just pick songs that like emphasize just praising God for what He has done for you, or just focusing on Jesus Christ being born, or what He's done on the cross, and just worship God, like truly worship God, like give Him praise, give Him honor, just like have in your heart just praise and you just wanting to thank Jesus for what He has done, and just give it to God, and really just try and express in the best way you possibly can just how thankful you are to God for what He has done. And it all started like at Christmas, and so that's like one of the reasons. That's just my suggestion. And anyways, here's Rose.
I just had a thought, and that thought was about what I was talking about earlier today. And she was talking about a Christmas tradition that she had when she and her husband were raising their girls. And her girls are grown up now. They're full-grown women. They have kids. But one of the things that they did when her kids were younger was they had secret angels. And hear me out. At all months of December, everyone in their family would have to draw a name from a hat from the family. And that person, they were supposed to be their secret angel, quote unquote, for the month. And they had to do sweet things for that person and serve them all month long. So that could be helping them with the dishes, taking out the trash for them, giving them a hug, I don't know, leaving a candy bar on their pillow, things like that. But they had to do those things for the other person all month long. And I was like, wow, that's a really cool idea, because that really forces you to really think hard. What else can I do for this person? Okay, what else can I do? How else can I make them feel loved? And I thought that was a really neat way to teach your kids not only how to get involved, but how to look outward.
I love that. Jimmy, will you be my secret angel? He already is. I am so looking forward, Josh, Rose, Jimmy, to spending Christmas with you. And we're going to be doing lots of fun things together and enjoying each other and the Lord. And as you are listening to this, I hope and pray that you have a wonderful Christmas. And remember that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that if you believe in Him, you will not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus came to bring you life. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.